The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Second hour of the weekend edition. I want to say one more time, I really hope that everybody who's listening had a great Thanksgiving as we did. Looks like everybody did on here. Chris, looks like you had a great Thanksgiving. I know that Doc did. Gary had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And Corey, you don't celebrate Thanksgiving. Does that make you an atheist?
I actually got to move on Thanksgiving, but still went over to an American friend's house and had a nice turkey meal.
Absolutely good for you, seriously. Corey is our Canadian partner here, as everybody is aware. They're a little more sensible. They celebrate Thanksgiving back in October. And when I say they're a little more sensible, that gives Big Al the opportunity to have a huge dinner at least twice a year. Hey, let's talk a little bit, you guys, about OPEC. Came out with a decision yesterday. It is affecting the markets.
Well, you know, we talked a couple of days ago, or a few days ago, I guess it was earlier in the week, that there had been a meeting prior to the official OPEC meeting in Vienna when the Russians and the Mexicans joined the OPEC crew. I mean, the people in the room represented just about half of global production, and initially the thought was that Russia and Mexico were going to try and lend a hand and pony up themselves if everybody could agree on a broad production cut. And, of course, there was no agreement. That was known as early as Tuesday. Why the markets waited to beat up oil even more when the actual news came out, which by that point, you know, Thanksgiving Day was anticlimactic, I don't know. But the fact is, as we saw yesterday, everything pretty much went from bad to much worse as far as the oil patch is concerned. You know, to me, the story is, and now everybody is starting to say what I was starting to say 3 or 4 months ago, this is all wonderful and it's great that we're paying 50 cents a gallon less for gas and so forth until we get to the point where companies are missing interest payments on their bonds or they're defaulting or some other stress. It becomes just too much for a certain segment of the market to bear and it tips over. I equate this, and I talked about this recently in my newsletter, this to me, what is going on and what is allegedly an isolated part of the oil market, specifically the higher cost production like the tar sands and some of the shale plays, this to me is no different than subprime mortgages back in 2006 and 7 and into 2008. The damage was only supposed to be isolated there and ended up spreading everywhere. And that, to me, is what's going to be interesting to watch about this oil price drop. Not the story longer term, I think, that those of us that can find some of the better deals at these absurdly depressed prices are going to make a lot of money long term. But between here and there, how much damage is this all going to do to the broad financial market?
Well, and Chris, you are right. We did have a little bit of foreshadowing a couple of days before the OPEC meeting that led us to believe that they were not going to cut oil production or essentially try to put a base on this price. And now it seems like it's just putting us in a more of a downward spiral in the fact that companies that are still making at least some money at these lower prices are just going to try to produce more of it so that they can make up this income gap now due to these lower prices, which seems to me like I don't know what's going to change this all, but this could be just the start of a further downward spiral for oil. Doc, what are your comments on this?
I couldn't agree more, Corey. It's almost like the situation in the gold patch with these companies with the gold price dropping. And a lot of them are trying to survive as well, and so they have to go look for higher grades to produce, to cut their costs, and hopefully to stick around for a while. And the same thing is going to happen with these peripheral gold and or these peripheral oil producers. They're going to be in the same scenario. They're going to have to produce more to survive, and that adds to the spiral, as you said. And the interesting thing here is as oil plummets and some of these stocks plummet, it's interesting, though, and I know that gold's down like we talked about last week, But actually, with this big price drop for oil, gold has hung in there pretty good, and you would expect that because of its relationship often and how it moves with oil, it would be moving down a lot further here. So, or that's a positive for those folks that like precious metals. But you're right on, and so is Chris. This is going to create a real credit issue and a liquidity issue going forward. Now, it's great for the consumer right now, but it's going to create some real problems for other companies, especially with Japan contracting and also the European Union contracting and with China in trouble. This is not a positive like it's being spun like a lot of people.
Well, people are saying it's a positive because, you know, as others of you have mentioned, you know, happy days are here again. You pull into the gas station and you're paying 50 cents a gallon less for gas personally. Well, yeah, I mean, it's great for me having a couple of rigs where I have to put in premium in both of them. But still, having said that, I think the potential implications on this for the conventional markets in general and for the economies around the world, the implications are more than just a little bit thought-provoking.
Well, what's interesting, Al, is that, and I wrote about this in my double issue earlier in November, a lot of people argue, are we going to have hyperinflation? Are we going to have deflation? Are we going to get some weird amalgamation of the two? And we have had a weird amalgamation of the two. One of the really odd things, and it's interesting when you study how fractional reserve banking works, and then you add the modern day elements that the mad scientist Alan Greenspan gave us of the derivative markets and the shadow banking system. A hyperinflation of credit, which got funneled aggressively into these newer plays in the oil industry, particularly shale producers, they have had, just like people did with mortgages in 2005 and 6 and 7, Wall Street and the shadow banking system has forced enormous amounts of money into the oil patch. And it was all great when the cash flow was working and oil was $105 a barrel. But now that hyperinflation of credit and all of this money that was made, again, specifically where energy is concerned, it in fact is now leading to deflation because it caused overproduction, it's caused an oversupply, things got overextended, and now we're going to see the opposite of that. And again, what's going on in energy is identical to what happened with mortgages several years ago. The question is it going to get that bad and spread as much as the mortgage issue did? And that remains to be seen.
The question that I have is, do you think there's an outside possibility that the Saudis are saying, you know what, let's take on the United States and just see how tough they are, and let's take on the rest of the world and just see how tough they are, and let's show the rest of the world, including the United States, just how important we are? Am I being overly dramatic?
Well, Al, that's interesting because everybody was saying that they were doing it to undercut Russia, which it could be as well, but it's not only going to undercut Russia, it's going to undercut our shale oil and gas producers in a big way. So it's not just going to be Russia, it's going to be us as well. And you wonder if they consciously decided to do this or not. It's hard to say, but there are those people that think so, but it's going to hurt both of us.
Well, Doc, I think that is a great comment because you do read a lot of, I guess, U.S.-focused news sources, and they are focusing on the fact that, hey, this is kind of more people working with us to go against Russia. But the fact of the matter is this is going to hurt this what was a booming shale oil industry for the U.S., and that's not going to be good. Chris has brought up many times that these companies have massive amounts of debt, need to make these payments. And if they're not bringing in the same amount of money, this could be devastating for the U.S. market. I find it all very interesting, and it all ties into our Thanksgiving discussion in the first segment that was all about these different wars that are being fought around the world. And right now, this oil price is turning into almost another pseudo-war in the fact where countries and companies are undercutting and continuing to undercut, and no one is able to step in and put a floor to this price, even when it will trickle down and may cause deflation, may trickle into other commodities. I find it all very fascinating right now, and we'll get into in the next segment how this might impact some other commodities, especially gold. Everybody stick around, we're going to be right back with Chris and Doc.
Thank you. listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Corey and I are chatting again with Doc and Chris Temple. You know, we started a bit of a brouhaha, for lack of better terms, on our blog on Thursday with the editorial that we did, our Thursday message, where we said, we have a lot of negative aspects of American society right now, but America still is America, and we're gonna dig our way out of this. And Matthew very, very strongly disagrees with us. And Matthew, we're not, listen, your opinion is certainly as valuable as anybody else is, but, you know, you basically said, or in response to original JJ saying on the blog, I'm very thankful for the ignorant masses. The sheeple stood their ground on so many issues during the last 100 years, not only in America, but all around the world, defending their homeland instead of leaving and complaining. And your response to that was, spoken like the little collectivist that you are, Team America, rah-rah, did you ever use the word homeland before 9/11? And Fox, America is done thanks to the ignorant masses. You know, Doc, I'd like to ask you first, there is a certain segment of our population that I guess would fall into that category, but I got to tell you, I think this whole thing eventually, maybe not in my lifetime, but I think eventually it's going to work out. And, you know, I think a lot of the stuff that's going on in society is going to come out as it should. And I think what happened in Ferguson was probably a good example of that. You know, I know that Michael's parents would strongly disagree with me, but I think that it was just an example of showing how, you know, right typically is going to prevail. Not in all cases, but certainly in a lot of these social issues. What do you think?
Well, I think America is always going to be here for a long time. In fact, I agree both with both of these gentlemen to a degree, because I think over time what's going to happen is we're going to recover like we have in the past, but our influence in the world is going to be less. I think other countries will take on a bigger role. I think there will be a change in the currency system. And over a long time, we're no longer going to have the reserve currency. So we're going to have to cooperate with people instead of intimidating them and imposing our will on them. But America will survive. But it won't be what it was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, or 40 years ago, where we pretty much had the run of the globe. And it's going to be a different America, but we'll survive. But we're not going to have the influence like we did in the past, from my view.
Yeah, but is that really a bad thing? You know, we mentioned on the Thanksgiving special when you were talking about currency, et cetera, that, you know, the world working together, you know, it strikes me as kind of being natural evolution. The United States is an interesting country. I have a lot of pride in the United States. It's my country. You know, I'm not getting up and leaving. I sure am watching my backside, but I'm not getting up and leaving here. But I think to evolve into an international society where everybody's kind of working together, it's not a bad deal. I mean,
because when you go back over history, France had the reserve currency, Britain had the reserve currency, Portugal had power at one time, and it's like you said, it's a natural evolution. Now, British lost that mantle a number of years ago. They still exist. England is still out there doing their thing and being successful to a degree. That's what's going to happen with us. Again, we're going to evolve out of this, but we're not going to have the power and the influence we've had in the past, and that's natural.
Which I think is also good in an aspect, because I think that the U.S. at some points did a very good job of being the superpower. However, I'm sure if you look around the world and talk to a lot of other countries, that hatred for the U.S. is still out there, because they feel like they were unjustly going into different countries. And I think that's the problem you're always going to have when you are a superpower and you take the tack that the U.S. did. What I think we really need to be aware of is who the next superpower will be, because there are a lot of countries out there that if they gain too much power, in my eyes at least, that's not going to be good for the masses. Chris, what's your take on all this?
Well, it's hard to know where to start, Corey. You talk about the next superpower, and I'll open up a can of worms with what I'm about to say, but there are a lot of people out there. I used to travel in these circles back in my more active days as a Christian conservative activist working for groups like Moral Majority and so forth, where there was a school of thought that we're going to have a one-world government someday. And what a lot of people don't understand is that to a very great extent, we have had a one-world government since the end of the Second World War. It revolved around the U.S. currency. It's revolved around the U.S. as first the better of the two major superpowers, or more noble, if you will, and then in the recent past, the only superpower. To me, the story is that we're not going to go from this regimen to a global government. The storyline, if you pay any attention at all to what's going on out there in the world, is that the existing New World Order is beginning to fragment. And China will be a stronger nation down the road, but they have some growing pains right now. They've got debt bubbles in the air that we haven't even invented yet, trying to figure out how to keep all those things afloat. A reason why on yesterday, everything else got beat up along with crude oil, and I especially saw copper get crushed, really had a lot to do with the report that came out of China this week from the Chinese regulatory body itself, saying that we have literally thrown away and wasted $6.8 trillion of so-called investment, building all these ghost cities and overproducing things. And so what is China doing now? More of the same. So they're not going to go up and be a big global power in a straight line from here. That's for darn sure. So I think that the storyline, guys and audience, is that we are seeing the existing global structure that we've had since the end of the Second World War, including the Bretton Woods currency regime, that's all disintegrating. It's going to be a slow, ongoing process, but it's unraveling. And one of the main geopolitical stories going forward is going to be that the world will become more fragmented. Global trade, even according to some of these international bodies like the World Bank, global trade has peaked, and we're going to start going into reverse. That's going to have an impact on a lot of commodities. It's going to have an impact on an awful lot of things. So we do have some extraordinary seismic events that are starting to happen in the world that go well beyond this oil story that we've been flogging recently.
You know, when you talk about a one-world government, you're basically talking about a one-world government. This is people who are firmly convinced that that's what we have right now, or that's the direction we're going in. You're talking about a Western-based, European-American-based one-world government, and I don't think that's going to happen personally. You know, I just don't. The Chinese are very much our intellectual counterparts. The Russians are very much our intellectual counterparts. There is no way that's going to happen. Corey, give us a Canadian perspective.
I think that it will be a combination of a couple countries, but I think it's absolutely impossible to say which combination it will be. And from a Canadian perspective, we obviously don't like seeing the U.S. lose its power, because that's our neighbor. And as far as I'm concerned, we're good peacekeepers, but you guys have protected us, and or at least people are worried to come into Canada. And as long as countries still look to us as a kind of a peaceful nation, I guess I'm okay with it. But we need to be very aware of who might come in power.
Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The average family has 3 days of food in their pantry. Don't get caught with your pantry down this winter. Get 3 weeks of food free with your purchase of a 3-month supply of Go Foods now through November 30th. Call 800-648-9753 or order online at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. I hope you guys all had a great Thanksgiving. I know that my family and I certainly did. We had an absolutely wonderful Thanksgiving. I want to also say that I appreciate many of the comments that came about on our site as a result of the Thanksgiving special we put out yesterday. And I guess the only thing I can say, you know, is, Matthew, you're pretty derogatory on what's going on in the U.S., and I can understand what you're saying, but, you know, the only comment that I would make is that, you know, and I'm pretty bitter too about a lot of things that are going on, but, you know, that complaining is not going to do any good whatsoever. As Chris Temple said, you know, we all have to basically pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and try like hell to make a difference. Okay, economics, finance. OPEC came out with an interesting decision yesterday. The commodity sector is getting slammed today. Gary, your comments.
Yeah, that would really surprise me. I was expecting OPEC to at least announce, you know, some kind of a modest cut, you know, even if they didn't intend to honor it, you know, just making the announcement would probably put a bottom in a, you know, extremely oversold oil market. But, you know, they didn't do anything, and they had to know that that was going to collapse the price of oil. So I really kind of at a loss. I don't know why they're trying to force the price down, but obviously they are. And that just kind of opened the door for the, you know, rest of the commodity sector to just get pummeled today. You know, gold again took another big hit pre-market. You know, more than an average day's volume had already passed through the market before the market had even opened, and this should be a light holiday session. So it looks to me like, you know, that just really opened the door for the bullion banks to take gold down one more time. So I think I'm going to be wrong here. I think they're probably going to manage to stretch this intermediate cycle one more time and make another lower low below that, whatever it was, 1130 we did several weeks ago. So, but I'll say this, we're late in the daily cycle, so any move below 1130 is going to be very short-lived. We've already had an indication of what's going to happen when the bottom is in. The juniors rallied, I think, over 30% in 3 weeks. So, yes, they may take it down and make another lower low, but I'm confident this will be the final lower low. And, you know, since we had a 30% rally off of this fake out, I think we're probably going to have a 50 to 75 to maybe even 100% rally off the final bottom whenever it comes sometime here in the next, probably next couple of weeks.
So, Gary, if I understand you correctly, you're saying that this OPEC decision to not, for lack of better terms, put a floor on the oil price is directly affecting what's going on with gold, which is now just above 1180.
Yeah, I think it just kind of opened the door for, you know, just a mass selling in the commodity complex in general. And I'll say this, the CRB is clearly moving down into a three-year cycle low right here. And it's, you know, it's being driven by oil. Oil needs to bottom for this three-year cycle in the CRB to bottom. And it just got extended yesterday when OPEC failed to do anything. And so that's just dragging everything down, and gold included. It, you know, like I said, it just opened the door for the bullion banks to, you know, hit it hard this morning, and they did. And so they've probably managed to turn this daily cycle back down into another left translated cycle, and that would probably mean that we're going to make a lower low below 1130. Now, I'll put one caveat out there. It is possible that gold is just moving down into a half cycle low, and maybe the Swiss referendum on Sunday will turn it back up, and it'll recover and make higher highs. So that's not totally out of the question, but based on what's happening in silver, and the junior miners basically giving back all of last week's gains, that now has become the lower odds percentage, in my opinion.
You know, Gary, one thing that I find to be kind of interesting is most of the pundits are out there right now, and I mean everybody is out there right now saying that, you know, to the moon with gold. I mean, you got, first of all, Bull Polney has been predicting $2,000 gold. You know, he got a little bit more sensible and said, well, maybe now it's going to be $1,500 by the end of this year. I noticed that Peter Schiff is saying, you know, gold's going to take off faster than a rocket ship, etc. I personally think that things are so volatile right now around the world. I still have to maintain what Corey and I and Doc, you know, came out with probably close to a month ago, even more than a month ago, and that is, you know, stay on the sidelines. This is crazy. It's, you know, you cannot use simple supply and demand dynamics here. There are too many inputs, and right now, you know, you got the folks from Saudi Arabia providing a huge input on the price of gold. I mean, I got to tell you, and something else I want to say, Gary, is I really respect you for the fact that not because you change your opinion all the time, although that may sound a little bit ridiculous when you hear what I say, but I really respect what you do because you're willing to move with reality, and I respect that.
Yeah, well, I'll say this. You can be on the sidelines, but I think we've got a big buying opportunity here in the next 2 weeks, very similar to what we had at the beginning of November. But, you know, obviously they've turned that one back over. But we're going to get it again, and we've already got a preview of what's going to happen. Like I said, 30% in the juniors in 3 weeks. The next one's going to be bigger and more aggressive. So I would just advise not to get too depressed on the sector here as we move down into this cycle low, because it's already shown you that it's going to rally big once the bottom is in.
I got to tell you, I'm not saying it's not going to rally big once the bottom is in. I'm just saying I think that anybody who is a serious investor, and even if they're a serious short-term trader, I think you're going to be able to pick up when this thing takes off. I really do, and I have to maintain that I think you're a lot safer. You might lose 25 points if you're not in right now. But I'll tell you, I'd rather lose 25 points on the upside than lose 100 points on the downside, because that's still possible, Gear.
Mm-hmm. And I'll just lay out a strategy for people that want to, you know, wait and make sure the bear market is over. Is you would just have to be very patient and wait for the gold market to make a higher intermediate high. And right now that stands above 1347. So, you know, if you wanted to be really, really conservative, not try and pick a bottom, not get caught in these whipsaws, then just, you know, sit on the sidelines. And you may sit there for 6 months, 8 months, or a year, but wait until gold makes a higher intermediate high, and that would be your, you know, your one really good confirmation that we've got a final bottom. But that requires a lot of patience.
Gary, you brought this up earlier in the interview. It's something that I think we should end this interview on and discuss, because it's the next big news story coming out of the gold market, and that is the Swiss referendum. From my research, I found that I don't think this is going to pass, but the more I hear from some other people, albeit they are gold bugs and gold bulls, they think that there's a better chance of this happening, even with the lobbying coming out of apparently the big banks, that they don't want this to happen over there. There might be a chance. What type of an impact do you think this would have if A, it does passes, or if B, it doesn't?
I'm just going to take a guess here and say that if it does pass, then probably what's going to happen is that this decline today will turn into a half cycle low, and then it'll turn back up next week and make higher high. And if it doesn't pass, then gold's probably going to continue on down and make a lower low below that 1130 here in the next 2 weeks.
So we do continue to be, it seems like, in this range right now. Gold has not proven anything yet. We haven't dropped below. We haven't hit a new lower low. But then we also have been very restricted on the upside. It seems like the bulls and the bears are in a very tough, tough battle right now. And until we see a breakout, which unfortunately is looking like it may come to the downside, but who knows, there might be some buying that comes in, gold is a very tough investment right now. And it seems like oil, as much as we hear that those stocks are beat up, if this price keeps on going, and if OPEC apparently doesn't want to step in and put a floor to this price, maybe that's a good time to be on the sidelines too, waiting for a little bit more of a positive direction. Because right now, the commodities are definitely an unloved investment in the investing world. And until that changes, it seems like it's a tough place to put your money, at least for myself. Gary, appreciate you joining us. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the Weekend Edition. Corey and I are chatting right now with Roger Dumont White, who is the founder of a company that all of us here on the KE Report are invested in. It's a company called Theralase. Healing at the speed of light. We've talked about Theralase a number of times on the show. Don't want to be repetitive, but we want to bring up the fact, again, kind of give you a summary about Theralase because we did do that in our latest newsletter. I have a real soft spot in my heart for Theralase for one simple reason. Cancer was not incredibly prevalent in my family, but a couple of my close relatives, mother being one of them, grandfather being the other one, did succumb to cancer. So I've been around the block a few times with that particular disease, and I think that when anyone comes along that even has a smattering of a chance to provide a cure, it's something that I am very interested in, as is Doc. Purchased stock after doing some due diligence in the company, and I believe Corey has also purchased stock in the company. So don't construe this as being investment advice because we are all shareholders. We're doing this kind of revisit on the radio show here after Thanksgiving just because our radio audience is certainly not static. It seems to be growing by the week. So folks who haven't heard the show before, we'd like you to know about it. Roger, I'm done. I'm out of breath. There's nothing more I can say. Let's talk about what happened at your AGM here just recently.
Thanks, Al. What we usually do at our annual general meeting, obviously we've got to do the standard voting and election of directors and election of auditors and reapproval of the stock option plan, things that are mandatory. But what we also do is we do a video presentation. So what we do is we do a presentation. I usually talk about the vision of the company, talk about where the company's going or where it's gone in the last year and where it's going in the future year. And we usually try to bring in a specialist speaker. And this year we brought in Dr. Lothar Lilj, who is the scientific principal investigator. So we know that not a lot of people can get to our annual general meeting, so we video it and we render it and master it, and then we produce that. So no exception at this annual general meeting. I think we had probably around 27 to 30 people in attendance, so a selection of people got to see it. But obviously that's not our entire audience. There's obviously a much larger audience that wants to see it. So the AGM video talked about our vision, where we're going with our therapeutic division, where we're going with our cancer division. So with our therapeutic division, the main aspect is the launch of our new patented TLC 2000 technology. This technology is able to sense how deep your condition is and to automatically correlate or adjust for the depth of your condition, the type of tissue that it's going through, and be able to deliver an exact dose of energy to heal your tissue each and every time. So we're really excited about this technology. It's been a long time coming. We patented it in 2005. So it's literally taken us 9 years to get it through all the different testing stages and evaluation stages. We went through computer analysis, we went through phantom analysis, we went through live animal modeling, and now we're finally getting down to the final strokes of launching this technology. So really, really excited about that. That's going to be coming out December of this year, so we're going to launch that. So it'll start launching in Canada. We'll expand that to our existing customer base. And then we plan to launch that into 2015. In our cancer division, our photodynamic compound division, we've made great strides. We have, obviously, and you've seen probably some of the press releases, we've chosen our clinical research organization, JSS Medical. We chose our GMP manufacturer, so the manufacturer of the actual compounds, which is Sigma Aldrich Fine Chemicals, or SAFC, now a division of Merck. We've worked on a toxicity analysis and choosing a partner for that. That'll start up in January 2015. And we're just in the throes of choosing our medical and scientific advisory board. On this board is going to be the top uro-oncologists in Canada and the U.S., who are going to help guide our clinical trials, which we're looking to start early to mid-2015. So we're meeting with the Health Canada and the FDA at the end of first quarter 2015, and then we in discussions with them, and depending on the regulatory process, once we get the green light from them, we'll be able to start clinical trials and start enrolling human subjects for bladder cancer. So that was the main gist of my presentation. There was a second presentation done by Dr. Lothar Lilge, who is our scientific principal investigator at Princess Margaret Cancer Center, University Health Network, which is one of the top five cancer institutes in the world. And what he did is really go through some of the scientific background as to the characteristics of our photodynamic compounds, what makes them different from existing compounds, why they're so much better than what's currently FDA approved, and some of the work that his team is doing to ready ourselves for the human clinical trials in 2015.
Roger, I think that's a fantastic overview of the company. I know when I was going through the financial aspects of Theralase, I covered the TLC 2000 quite extensively, I thought, just because I think that is a great product that will be able to not only put a base under this stock price, but also be able to fund the ongoing cancer treatment. And I received a couple comments that asked for just a little bit more depth on the financial condition of the company. And I wanted to ask you the fact that from my research, it looked like Theralase was going to be able to continue to fund the cancer division with some of the existing sales of the TLC 1000 and soon to be TLC 2000. Can you go into just a little bit more depth onto how the company is cashed up right now and some of the projections of sales, please?
Absolutely. The company, as you know, as you well know, did a $3.15 million round in November 2013. It pulled down about $3 million in warrants in the summer, so around June 2014. Company's currently sitting on about $2.2 million in cash with the cash in the till. As we go forward, and we've paid a lot of things towards the photodynamic compound or PDT division, we're fully financed to launch the TLC 2000 technology in December 2014 and to put some funds behind the sales and marketing efforts of that technology, which is what we're working on now. We are fully funded to commence the work required for the PDT technology and get the approvals and move forward to launch the clinical trials. You're absolutely correct. What we're looking at, our guidance, is that we're looking to do about $2 to $2.5 million in revenue this year, placing up to about 100 of the TLC 2000s, displacing or trading up existing TLC 1000 customers. Guidance for 2015 is to do, or is to sell approximately a little over 300 units. We're looking at an average price of around $15,000. The TLC 2000, depending on the number of laser probe heads that you get with it, it'll drive up to four of them, which is very good for a healthcare practitioner in the sense that they're going to be able to treat multiple locations on the same patient concurrently, therefore really speeding through the treatment time or the time they spend with the patient to deliver an effective treatment. The units will sell for from $7,500 to $25,000. So an average, based on our key opinion leaders, has been around 15,000. So a little over 300 units at 15,000 puts us at around a guidance of around $5 million in 2015. In 2016, we're looking at a little over 650 units at the same average price, which puts us into about $10 million in revenue. So with the two to two and a half this year, five next year, 10 in 2016, it provides ample capital to the company in order to offset the costs for the clinical trials and for the development of the photodynamic compounds for the destruction of cancer. Having said that, we always want to keep our till full, so there may be, you know, some cash required as we go forward, but certainly that's going to be mitigated or reduced by the sales of the TLC 2000 technology.
Okay, there you have it from Roger White. You know, it's always a pleasure to wrap up these shows with something on a bit of a positive note. And, you know, there's no guarantees in this world, but here's a company that seems to be really making a difference. Hope you enjoyed the show, ladies and gentlemen.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.